Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Kate Chopin. Okay, Kate Chopin. Now the dates of Kate Chopin are from 1850 to 1904. Okay. Now Kate Chopin was a American novelist as well as a short story writer. Now she was born in a place called St. Louis. Okay. But later on, when she married a gentleman called Oscar Chopin, both of them shifted to a city called New Orleans. Okay. Now New Orleans is a city in the United States, in the state of Louisiana. Okay. The way we have states in India, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Delhi. Similarly, in the United States, there is a state called Louisiana. In that state, there is this famous city called New Orleans. Okay. And I'm telling you this because Kate Chopin, through her writings, is also known as an interpreter of New Orleans culture. Okay. She is also regarded as an interpreter of New Orleans culture. Now, with respect to her writings, keep in mind that Chopin's works often focus on themes of female autonomy, okay, female autonomy and identity, with a particular emphasis on the lives of women in the American South, because New Orleans is in the south of the United States, okay. And in the 20th century, late 20th century, there has been a revival of interest in the works of Kate Chopin. Why? Because of her concerns about the freedom of women and the feminist themes that we can find in her writings. Okay. Now, with respect to her important works, now the most important work or the most famous work by Kate Chopin is called The Awakening. Okay. The Awakening. This came out in 1899. Okay. Now, after that, also keep in mind that she has written more than 100 short stories. But in me se do bahut famous hai inke. One is called Desiree's Baby. Okay. Desiree's Baby. D-E-S-I-R-E-E. Desiree's Baby. And the other is called Madame Celestine's Divorce. ठीक है, मैडम सेलेस्टीन्स डाइवोर्स. ये दो शॉर्ट स्टोरीज जो है बहुत फेमस है इनके. एंड विद रिस्पेक्ट टू द स्टोरी लाइन ऑफ द अवेकनिंग, ठीक है, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल दिस इज अ नॉवल रिटन इन द स्टाइल ऑफ रियलिज्म. ठीक है, दिस इज अ रियलिस्टिक नॉवल अबाउट द सेक्सुअल एंड आर्टिस्टिक अवेकनिंग ऑफ अ यंग वाइफ एंड मदर हु अबैंडन्स हर फैमिली and eventually commits suicide. Okay. Now keep in mind that this novel was published in 1899. So kafi pehle publish hui thi. So societies anywhere in the world were not that open to issues of sexuality and sexual independence, and particularly sexual independence for women. So is novel mein basically hota kya hai, that there is a mother, right, as I told you, but she is not satisfied with her married life. So she escapes. ठीक है. एंड व्हेन दिस नॉवल वाज पब्लिश्ड, राइट, दिस वाज कंडेम्ड फॉर इट्स फ्रैंक पोर्ट्रेयल ऑफ सेक्सुअलिटी एंड मैरिटल इनफिडेलिटी. बट इन टुडेज टाइम इट इज रिगार्डेड एज अ इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्क इन फेमिनिस्ट फिक्शन. इम्पॉर्टेंट फेमिनिस्ट फिक्शन इसे कहा जाता है. ठीक है. एंड इन जनरल जस्ट कीप इन माइंड दैट ओवरऑल हर राइटिंग्स आर ऑल्सो नोन फॉर देयर रियलिज्म. ठीक है. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, जस्ट रिमेंबर द इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्क्स बाय केट चोपिन, द अवेकनिंग, देन दैट शॉर्ट स्टोरी डिजायरीज बेबी, उसके बाद द स्टोरी ऑफ एन आवर, देन मैडम सेलेस्टीन्स डाइवोर्स. ठीक है. उसके बाद एक और फैक्ट आपको जानना चाहिए, दैट द ओरिजिनल टाइटल ऑफ द अवेकनिंग वॉज अ सोलिटरी सोल. ठीक है, अ सोलिटरी सोल, दिस वॉज द ओरिजिनल टाइटल. ठीक है.